Hello, this is Sprightly Goblins Comes to Guile. I am Christine Lemmer-Weber. I am the CTO of the Sprightly Institute, and I'm also the lead developer of the Sprightly project. Well, what is Sprightly Goblins? If it's coming to Guile, we should probably know something or other about it, right? So Sprightly Goblins is basically a distributed programming environment. There's a lot of interesting things about it. I mean, part of it is that it can do this kind of time travel stuff, and it's kind of quasi-functional, but also supporting updates. It also has transactionality, and you can do distributed programming, and all these different kind of details. And I think probably the easiest way to get into it is to actually walk through some examples. But part of the really interesting stuff is that we're making this claim that it is taking an object capability security programming perspective, especially in regard to its distributed programming. So this is not a new idea, and applying it to Scheme is definitely not new. All the way back in 1986, Jonathan Rees of R5RS published this dissertation called The Security Kernel Based on the Lambda Calculus, and it basically makes the argument that, oh my gosh, if you take Scheme and you remove all the dangerous things, well, you have a secure programming language for doing secure computation. The Lambda basically is your security model. And basically, Goblins is kind of a combination of that and the distributed programming ideas from the e-programming language. I highly recommend that you kind of browse around on erights.org. There's all sorts of interesting ideas that happened here, even though that most of the ideas kind of landed from a couple of decades ago. So Sprightly takes and continues that, but also some other things. Sprightly is basically, as a project, is basically trying to kind of level up the federated social web, you could say, but really it's kind of trying to advance decentralized networks in general and really build a new foundational layer for the internet that respects user freedoms. So if you kind of scroll around on sprightlyproject.org, you'll notice that there's like a lot of different components here. And that's true. And on top of that, you'll also probably notice earlier in this presentation, I mentioned that I am CTO of the Sprightly Institute, and that is a new development. So we are starting an organization to advance this work. It is going to be advancing research and development and also standardization surrounding the kind of project problem domains we're talking about here. And I look forward to kind of talking more about how we're ramping that up. As I said, I'm CTO, but the executive director is Randy Farmer, who all the way back in the mid-1980s ran the world's first really massively multiplayer virtual worlds. And really, you could say actually kind of the first really major commercial social network all the way back on the Commodore 64. And, you know, this is back where they didn't really have other terms for things like avatars, so they had to, you know, basically figure out what terms to apply from there. Avatar in particular came from Sanskrit. And, you know, Chip Morningstar and Randy and so on, you know, came up with a lot of interesting ideas. And later on ended up creating Electric Communities, which is really where a lot of the ideas from Sprightly came from. So I'm very excited to be partnering with Randy to start this organization. But also, if you have been around this community for a while, you will probably have noticed that I have given some talks about distributed programming and actors and etc. before, right? So HSync is something I was talking about in here a few years ago in this very, you know, FOSDEM track. And this was actually kind of the ancestor to Sprightly Goblins. And, you know, there was this fun talk I gave that showed you could walk around this kind of virtual world, and I was live programming the environment as it went, and a lot of those ideas carry over to Sprightly Goblins. But Sprightly Goblins is, you know, if you are taking a look at this, you might notice, oh my gosh, it says Goblins is implemented as a Racket library. And if you click on the documentation, you're brought to some Racket documentation. And well, that's all good and well. We like Racket. Racket is also a Scheme programming language for the most part, and, you know, some other things too. But if you, you know, if you saw a presentation I gave a few years ago, you'll notice I was dabbling in the Racket space, but really,